The Turncoat, Renegades of the Revolution, by Donna Thorland, narrated by Madeline Lambert. 1. The Jerseys, August 1777. Kate didn't like Mrs. Ferrers. Something about the beautiful young widow was off. To exclude the newcomer on account of such vague feelings, however, would not be Quakerly. So Angela Ferrers, along with every other woman in Orchard Valley, was at Gray Farm that sweltering morning, packing supplies for the Continental Army.
Yet, Colonel Donop still refused to divulge the lady's name at his court-martial, Mrs. Ferrers said to her spellbound audience. For all the good it did him, when the disgraced Hessian returned to find his lover, seeking vengeance, explanations, or further dalliance, who can say? I'm told he discovered nothing but a cold hearth and an empty house.
The widow folded back her fine cotton sleeve and reached for the pickle jar. Mrs. Ferrers, please don't. Kate tried for a note of polite deference and decided that polite frustration would have to do. If you put your fingers in the jar, the brine will spoil. They were gathered in the kitchen, painted terracotta pink by Kate's classically minded grandmother, around the pine work table where she had learned to roll pie crust, pluck fowl, hull beans, and keep careful record of household stores. Kate handed Mrs. Ferrers a ladle. The widow cradled it like a royal scepter and went on with her story, the pickle jar entirely forgotten.
But tell us, Mrs. Ferrers, about your late husband.
Mrs. Ashcroft was a dour Quaker matron of the old school, but today she sounded like a 5-year-old asking for a bedtime story.
Peter was a born friend, like myself, and after our marriage, we farmed his father's...